Bruce Cameron with you for program number 750,000, thereabouts. Feels like that sometimes. This is Come All Ye, 2MCE's longest running program. Folk music coming your way. On this program, we're going to be featuring an album by an Australian folk music icon. We'll get to that album in about 20 minutes or so. But right now, something a little more of the cerebral persuasion. This is a piece of writing from Alfred Lord Tennyson. I've played a different version of this not so long ago, but this is the music arranged by Rani Arbo. A very good arrangement of the Tennyson poem, Crossing the Bar. Very emotive poem, isn't it? Crossing the Bar, from the pen of Alfred Lord Tennyson, and music arranged and sung, or lead vocals anyway, there by American singer Rani Arbo. And she's a member of a strangely named group, Daisy Mayhem. They've been going for almost 20 years. Rani Arbo. As you might be able to work out, if you're interested in choral music, you might work out that that arrangement is very well suited to a choir. In fact, the Australian, well, I call them a choir. No, a chorale. That sounds Spooky Man's Chorale. They do a version of that. There are other settings of the poem to music, but I think that's really quite lovely. Tennyson was an interesting character. He was the poet laureate for a long time during Queen Victoria's reign. What can I tell you? From the source of all knowledge, Wikipedia, Tennyson was a craftsman who polished and revised his manuscripts extensively to the point where his efforts at self-editing were described by his contemporary Robert Browning as insane, symptomatic of mental infirmity. You think Browning was the only one who criticised him? Well, T.S. Eliot described Tennyson as the saddest of all English poets, and W.H. Auden said Tennyson was the stupidest of all the English poets, adding, quote, "There was little about melancholia he didn't know. There was little else that he did." Bit harsh. Poor old Tennyson. Anyway, welcome to Come All Ye. That was a fine way to start the program with that bit of melancholia crossing the bar. Oh, finally, I had to look up what the moaning of the bar meant. I didn't know. And apparently some places at low tide, or just as the tide is turning, it crosses sandbars, and that makes an audible noise. And that's moaning of the bar. So there you go. I've learned something, and so have you. A couple of tracks now from great Scottish band that was. This is Ossian.
and it's brothering can Glasgow be, it's better drink can wine, it's better being in my love's inn, where I've been money's in the time, and it's Ross sailing on the sea when I'm weather's fair. It's better be than my love's in, and oh, can I were there. And it's better be than my love's in, and oh, can I were there.
There, that's a group called Ossian with Drunk at Night, Dry in the Morning. And before that, Bra Sailin' on the Sea, traditional song sung there by the late Tony Cuff. The album is called Dove Across the Water. Come All Ye continues now with A Trip to Hampshire. Well, the song is called Riding Down to Portsmouth, a familiar tale of sailors home from the sea and the travails that then befall them. This is Kaz Forbes and Stee Moncrief.
Now as I was riding along in the height of my glory, as I was riding along, you shall hear of my sad story, how I fell in love with a fair pretty maid, and I asked her if she'd come along with me. Some pleasure and some pastimes to see, we're riding down to Portsmouth. Now tell her if I come along with you, well it's I must be carried. Now tell her if I come along with you, well it's I must be married. Then she slept all in me arms all that night, and she gave me what was 10 times worse. She's left me all the reckonings to pay, we're riding down to Portsmouth. What there is to pay, for I might be a missing. Oh, Lano, tell me what there is to pay, for I might be a jogging. For she's robbed me of my gold watch and purse, and she gave me what was 10 times worse. Oh, don't you think I'm under a curse, we're riding down to Portsmouth.
This is the song that he would sing. Roar, roar, my true love, oh, come along, my darling, so fare you well, my Dinah gal, I'm going over the mountain. So come, my love, and go with me. I'm going away to Tennessee. Horse and cart and put you round, to walk uphill and put it down. Roar, roar, my true love, oh, come along, my darling, so fare you well, my Dinah gal, I'm going over the mountain. kiss before we start. One more kiss would break my heart. Hitch a horse up to a rail. Hitch him fast, both head and tail. Rail, roar, my true love, oh, come along, my darling, so fare you well, my dining gal, I'm going over the mountain. Oh, way down in the Kentuck brake, a man he lived, they called him Jake. He'd pick upon those banjo strings. This is the song that he would sing. Rail, roar, my true love, oh, come along, my darling, so fare you well, my dining gal, I'm going over the mountain.
Banjo player Bob Carlin with a song published in 1843 by a minstrel banjoist, Dan Emmett. Dan Emmett may be better known for contributing the song Dixie, but that was one of his. I'm Gwine Over the Mountains, sung there as I'm Going Over the Mountain. Bob Carlin, an album called The Boys from North Carolina. Here's John Carty and a well-known tune to every session player of Irish music. Fiddle player the man is. That's John Carty, born in London, but Roscommon is home, with The Silver Spear, of course, very well-known tune. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it's time for the featured album to make an appearance. It's called The Source of Light, and I said that it came, or it comes from an Australian icon, folk music icon, and he certainly is. It's Eric Bogle. Eric Bogle lived in this country since 1969, came out from Scotland, of course, and has contributed so many great songs since he's been here. It didn't take him very long at all to capture the mood of Australia and came up with, I guess, two of the best known folk style compositions of recent years. And the band played Waltzing Matilda and Now I'm Easy. We won't hear either of those songs because this new album doesn't feature them. The Source of Light, it's called. So Bogle writes humorous songs, but I guess most of his songs are more introspective and reflective, and as he's got older, they're a bit more acerbic as well, some of them. So he's now well and truly a veteran singer-songwriter. He's well into his 70s. Quite collaborative too on this album. There's a bunch of other people helping out, and we'll meet some of them as the record progresses. First song is called The Old Dog's Song. Bogle writes, "Singing is the best exercise your mouth and larynx can get, not to mention your heart, spirit and soul. So sing for your well-being and for the sheer joy of it. Age is no barrier."
I've seen some good times and I've seen some bad times, and some times in between that I'd rather forget. But I'll keep on moving and I'll keep on singing. Though the world keeps on rolling, there's life in this old dog yet. I'll sing while I still have a voice. I'll sing while I still have a choice. I'll sing in the hopes of a bright new day. I'll sing to help keep the shadows away. I'll make the rafters ring. When I sing, sing, sing. Sometimes I felt worthless. Sometimes I felt helpless. Just flotsam adrift in life's turbulent sea. Sometimes I was weaving, sometimes I was drowning, treading water and waiting for someone to save me. I'll sing while I still have a voice. I'll sing while I still have a choice. I'll sing in the hopes of a bright new day. I'll sing to help keep the shadows away. I'll make the rafters ring. When I sing, sing, sing. When the darkness is gathering and the light, it is fading, when hope seems as fragile as a butterfly's wing. The past is a closed curtain, the present is uncertain, the future still for the taking, so stand up and sing. Sing while we still have a voice. Sing while we still have a choice. Sing in the hopes of a bright new day. Sing to help keep the shadows away. Make the rafters ring. And sing, sing, sing. So sing while we still have a voice. Sing while we still have a choice. Sing in
in the hopes of a bright new day. Sing to help keep the shadows away. Make the rafters ring. And sing, sing, sing. Make the rafters ring. And sing, sing, sing.
It's the old dog song, and Bogle, self-described old dog in that context, from the featured album on Come All Ye Today. It's called The Source of Light. Released in 2022, Eric Bogle is now 78 years old and he's not touring as much as he used to. And as I said before, quite a collaborative effort, this one. In fact, while that was playing, I was adding them up, and there's something like 15 guest musicians on this. His earlier albums, it was usually just him and maybe two others. Featuring prominently on that was the fiddle playing of Emma Luca. And Emma Luca and Pete Titchener, in particular, are the current accompanists for Bogle, I think, when he's playing around Australia. They're all Adelaide residents, or close to it. I think Bogle lives up in the Adelaide Hills. But there we go. There's the featured album, The Source of Light. We'll come back to that in just a little while. Someone who visited Bathurst many years ago, daughter of one of the Clancy brothers, would you believe? This is Aoife Clancy. Are you sleeping, Maggie?
Lightning gleams across the sky in winds that blow with winter fury. Oh, are you sleeping, Maggie? Oh, are you sleeping, Maggie? Let me in, Fallow the Linn is roaring o'er the warlock's craggy. Fearful blows the Bordry bank, the drifted wood roars wild and dreary. Now the iron yet does clank, and cry of howlets make me eerie. Oh, are you sleeping, Maggie? Oh, are you sleeping, Maggie? Let me in, Fallow the Linn is roaring o'er the warlock's craggy. Well, upon my breath, I dare not speak, for fear I rouse your wakeful daddy, and coals at last upon my cheek. Arise, arise, my funny wee lassie. Oh, are you sleeping, Maggie? Oh, are you sleeping, Maggie? Let me in, Fallow the Linn is roaring o'er the warlock's craggy. She opened the door, she's let him in. He's crust aside, he's dripping plaidy. You can blow your worst ye winds and rain. Since Maggie, now I'm in beside thee. Oh, since you waken, Maggie. Oh, since you waken, Maggie. What care I for howlets cry? The Bordry bank, the warlock's craggy. Dark and rainy is the night. The snow is starring all the carry. Lightning gleams across the sky in winds that blow with winter fury. Oh, are you sleeping, Maggie? Oh, are you sleeping, Maggie? Let me in, Fallow the Linn is roaring o'er the warlock's craggy. Oh, are you sleeping, Maggie? Oh, are you sleeping, Maggie? Let me in, Fallow the Linn is roaring o'er the warlock's craggy.
Thank you.
two Elan Pipers in that band. Count 'em, folks, two. Two sets of Irish pipes, played by those well-known Irish musicians, Tún Van Mierlo and Stean Van Beek. And playing guitar, Geron Gierink, and bouzouki, Caspar Laval. Confused? Yes, not surprisingly. They're from Belgium, and the band is called Hot Griselda. And the CD has a very naughty cover. I'll tell you a little about this. I've played some of their music before, but not a lot of it. Trying to escape Irish traditional music, Elan Piper Stean Van Beek ended up at a folk ball in Nijmegen, looking for some shelter for the autumn cold of 2007. But apparently, there was no escape. Before he even managed to enter the dance floor, the haunting sound of the Irish pipes surrounded him once again, this time played by multi-instrumentalist Tún Van Mierlo. As a result of this most remarkable meeting, Tún and Stean decided to start playing together with two renowned string prodigies, Caspar Laval and Geron Gierink. Hot Griselda was born. So Hot Griselda makes quite a nice sound. Not what you'd call traditional Irish, although the lineup of instruments would indicate otherwise. That album sort of stayed at the bottom of the pile for quite a while, but it's made it to the top. And I might play another track from it before too long, sometime later in the year. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE 92.3 on your FM dial in Bathurst, 94.7. in Orange, and anywhere on www.2mce.org, because we stream to the world. And if you want to hear the program again, you can do that, because this program is available as listen on demand, usually within a couple of days of this live version going to air. So you can listen back to programs from as far back as, I think, 2019. One day they'll all disappear, I'm sure, but at the moment they're there. And you can have a look at playlists as well on the website of this program, comeallye.com. And if you check out all those playlists and find something you like, you can then go hunting for the listen-on-demand version of it and have another crack at it. Back with Eric Bogle now for another one. This is perhaps more typical of his more recent material. This is called the Armageddon Waltz, and he simply writes, "We're all doomed." The song is backed up by the 2021 IPCC report on the climate crisis facing the world. It makes absolutely frightening reading. And this is Eric Bogle on a well-trodden pathway for his songwriting.
The ice caps are melting, and one day they will all disappear. And though some people say that time's eons away, I've a feeling it's getting quite near. When the ice caps melt and the icebergs break off, it will cause a bit of a panic, and all the big nasty birds will be floating around to sink a thousand Titanics. So let's dance with the devil now we've opened hell's door, and waltz and parts one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon Waltz, folks, and we're all gone. Our forests and our grasslands are burning. Global warming feeds a fiery red hell. Most of Earth's irreplaceable species will die, and a few human beings as well. If we just planted a trillion more trees, we could slow down or stop this free fall. But being greedy, short-sighted dickheads, as usual, we'll do bugger all. So let's let's dance with the devil. Now we've opened hell's door and waltz pop one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. Our farmlands are turning to desert. Our rich earth is turning to sand. Hot winds are blowing, little rain's falling. Drought and famine stalk many lands. Superstorms lash our coastline and cities. Weather never been sighted before. But most people I know say that's normal, and so I don't worry about it anymore. So let's dance with the devil, now we've opened hell's door. And waltz a corpse one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the folks, and we're all gonna die. And the leaders of our great nation say climate change is a communist hoax. God would surely smite me if I disagreed. They're all honest, true blue Christian blokes. In my beach house on Mount Kosciuszko, I'll raise a large glass of Gordon's pink gin to thank God that I have no grandchildren as I watch the tide rolling in. So let's dance with the devil, now we've opened hell's door. I'm all scorched one more time around the dance floor. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. Some of us will starve, some will drown, some will fry. It's the Armageddon waltz, folks, and we're all gonna die. Oh, yes, we are.
Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Armageddon. Diamond Joe, Diamond Joe, come and get me. My life died and quit me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe.
Diamond Joe, that's from Michael Jerome Brown, Canadian banjo player, guitarist, and good blues singer as well. I've played a little bit of his music over the last few programs, and I'm enjoying that album. It's called Getting Together. Before that, of course, Mr. Bogle with the Armageddon Waltz. Yes, he's less than cheery prospects for the future. I will give you some of the names of the other performers on the album, to be fair to them. We won't hear them all because they're not all on every track, but we have heard Pete Titchener playing guitar and Emma Luca, who played fiddle. She also plays cello and viola and sings with a good voice. Yeah. Damien Steele Scott plays acoustic guitar and bass. John James, percussion. Richard Coates, accordion. We've heard Anthony Stewart playing mandolin. Anthony O'Neill's on one track as well. He's a very good tenor banjo player from Melbourne. Yeah, there's a few more. We'll hear more from Eric Bogle. Featured album on today's program. It's called The Source of Light, a 2022 release from Bogle.
Podalà, castello di Verrua, sale tambin pianta, pianta scule rucche, chi passo al podalà, la vela la finestra, ambas la riguarda, la vista mina barca, cariaia gentarma, la vela la finestra, ambas la riguarda, la vista mina barca, cariaia gentarma. Mina barca, caria e gentarma, e a cugliarmi chi lusivo, ismiavo andura. La vista mina barca, caria e gentarma, e a cugliarmi chi lusivo, ismiavo andura. La vela tirana preia, la barca le sprofunda, e a una fissa parcula preia, le rua seria giapà. La vela tirana preia, la barca le sprofundaia, la fissa parcula preia, verrua saria giapà. La preia, verrua seria ciapaia, seria ciapa verrua, castel dal munferà, navisa parcula preia, verrua seria ciapaia, seria ciapa verrua, castel dal munferà.
That's a group called Tendashent. They come from the Piedmont region of northern Italy, as does a medium-bodied white wine grape called Arnais, and that's the name of the album, Arnais. We heard Maurizio Martinotti singing a song called Castello di Verua. Verua is a town or something up in the Piedmont area, so presumably it's a song about a castle in Verua, but I can't verify that. Signor Martinotti was a member of La Chapa Russa, a band whose music I've been playing for probably over 30 years on this program. Occasionally, not all the time. And that's a nice album, that one. Tendashent is the band, and Arnais is the album. Next on Come All Ye, we're going to... we'll hear about The Game. So make of this what you will. A track called The Game from Trevor Knight.
There's a breathless hush in the close tonight. 10 to make and the match to win. A bumping pitch and a blinding light. An hour to play and the last man in. And it's not for the sake of a ribbon coat or the selfish hope of a season's fame, but his captain's hand on his shoulder smote. Play up, and play the game. The sand of the desert is sodden red, red with the wreck of a square that broke. The machine guns jammed, the officers dead, and the regiment blind with dust and smoke. The river of death has brimmed its banks, and home is far, and honour a name. But the voice of a schoolboy rallies the ranks. Play up, and play the game. This is the word that year by year, while in her place the school is set, every one of her sons must hear, and none that hears it dare forget. This they all with joyful mind bear through life like a torch in flame, and falling, fling to the host behind. Play up, and play the game.
Between them the medal shone brightly on the cocky so proudly born. Gazing into the old man's eyes, the child asked, "Grandpa, what is war?" "War is a game played by men, son," came the digger's sad reply. "The winners are given these medals, and the losers mostly die." The game starts when one player leads a soldier band across the board to a different square, and there they make their stand. Then from the other side another troop move out to make their play, and there they stop, blockaded up. There's no giving either way. "I've played lots of games," said his grandson, "and yours doesn't sound much fun. But how did you get those medals? Was it how fast you could run? This game is never fun, my boy, and your only race is time. 'Cause you never know if a bullet will hit or your foot'll blow a mine. And if you're lucky, it's your mate, not you, who's wounded or falls down dead. But the more you play, the more you find too many squares are colored red. What other game would have the noise of screaming bombs and dying men? And you wonder if your mind ever will sleep, or you'll see your home again." "I wouldn't want to leave home, Grandpa," concern showed in his eyes. "If I lost, would I still get a medal? do all the players get a prize? When the winner holds the dice and orders the game to cease, what's left of the players go back to base. So I guess the prize is peace. Between them the silence hung golden, thoughts following a similar train. He unpinned the medals with trembling hands, and the old man said, "Here's the prize, my boy, don't play the game."
Yes, well, there are different ways of playing the game.
There's a brand new Aussie legend, and I'll sing to you his lore. He's not an old bush ranger or a veteran of war, and he didn't bring us world peace nor a champion of surf. But he can turn a red ball 5 feet off the turf. When he first donned the baggy green, things didn't go his way. They whopped him in Karachi and they tonked him in Mumbai. But as the critics backed him, still one man was heard to cheer. I think this is the start of something special here. Shane Warne. Taking wickets, keeps on landing on his feet. But now nick a bait, they paid the man to wear their patchy instead. But the TV camera spied him puffing in the dressing shed. On his next tour of India, he caused another scene by only eating Aussie tin baked beans. When they wrapped him on the knuckles just for talking about the squad, a man who made his living betting on the winning mob. He got in stripe, upset his wife for talking on the phone, texting words that should be left alone. Shane Warne, such a troubled fella you could never meet. Shane Warne, but he keeps on taking keeps on landing on his feet. Kazoo! As they banned him from playing cricket for a year. But now the man has donned his cap and spun the ball once more. And he's nabbed the all-time wicket, taking a record to his score. So as long as he can to wake a ball, to see what cups he can bring us next. Shane Warne, such a troubled fella you could never meet. Shane Warne, but he keeps on taking wickets, keeps on landing on his feet. Shane Warne. Because the cricket's back to start.
Shane Warne, that's the Handsome Young Strangers, with a song about one of the irrepressible characters, irrepressible until he died anyway, of Australian cricket, the late Shane Warne. And before that, The Game, not quite that game, sung by Trevor Knight, who wrote it. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we go now to The Old Jawbone, which is a great album by a group called Euphonia, featuring the voice of Sylvia Herold and a bunch of other people. This is The Old Man at the Mill. The tune with it is Polly Put the Kettle On.
It's a lonesome day, lonesome night, but I heard a pretty girl say, court all night and sleep next day.
Same old man living at the mill, and the mill turns around of its own free will. One hand in the hopper and the other in the sack. Ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
Up cried the raven as she flew, if I was a young man, I'd have two. One for the fetch, one for the sew. I'd have a string for my bow, bow, bow.
Same old man living at the mill, and the mill turns around of its own free will. One hand in the hopper and the other in the sack. Ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
The reason that I fly by night's cause I've lost my heart's delight.
Same old man living at the mill, and the mill turns around of its own free will. One hand in the hopper and the other in the sack. Ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
My old man's from Kalamazoo. He don't wear no, yes I do. Left and then to the right, this old mill grinds day and night.
Same old man living at the mill, and the mill turns around of its own free will. One hand in the hopper and the other in the sack. Ladies step forward and the gents fall back. Same old man living at the mill, and the mill turns around of its own free will. One hand in the hopper and the other in the sack. Ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
There's many a song about men who are strong and women who defy all the odds. Disaster survivors, deep sea rescue divers, and rock stars treated like gods. Why can't people see when they observe me that my life would merit a song?
I'm cute and I'm honest and incredibly modest, and I've never done anyone wrong. But it's not easy to rhyme a surname like mine in a sweet, melodious song. My life's narration in music notation could be a number one song. Eric Bogle's my friend, many songs he has penned, some sad, some serious, some funny. But most of his songs are 12 minutes long, with far too many non-rhyming syllables. There's Gomez the doggy and somebody's moggy, a candle lit by an old llama. Matilda's who dance in the green fields of France, and a cradle saved from a drama. But it's not easy to rhyme a surname like mine. Won't somebody please prove me wrong? I'll never be famous if I remain nameless. Oh, Eric, please write me a song. Now don't get me wrong, it's not just a song that makes me crave this attention. It's the royalties, you see, that motivate me to top up my measly pension. If only Eric could see a quality in me that was worthy of scribing a ditty, his juices would flow and my virtues bestow, and he'd write something incredibly witty. But it's not easy to rhyme a surname like mine. I've tried every trick that I know to capture in prose a song to compose, but the words don't easily flow. But it's not easy to rhyme a surname like mine. I've tried every trick that I know to capture in prose a song to compose. Dear Eric, please give it a go.
And so, Pete, my old mate, you set me a task to write a song about you, but I can't be arsed, for your surname's too long. Believe me, I tried. Can't you just change your name to Willie McBride?
Eric Bogle, and a song written by and sung by Pete Titchener, whose name is very hard to rhyme. The song is called Eric's Never Written a Song About Me. And Bogle writes, this is a song Pete wrote about me, not writing a song about him. It's a strange old world at times. From the featured album, of course, The Source of Light, by Eric Bogle, plus others. We'll have at least one more from that album before we part company today. Before that, we heard The Old Man at the Mill from the group Euphonia. Good album called The Old Jawbone. From Quebec, this is Genticorum with La Belle en vous aimant.
La Belle en vous aimant, perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant, perdrai-je mon temps.
Si tu veux manger du lièvre, tu n'as qu'à courir après, là-bas dans ces petits bois de forêt.
Y'en a des gros paquets, la belle en vous aimant.
Perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant.
Perdrai-je mon temps, la belle en vous aimant. Perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant. Perdrai-je mon temps.
Attrape, 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 attrape si tu peux des wah-wah en des écureux.
Tu te feras un pot au feu, la belle en vous aimant.
Perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant.
Perdrai-je mon temps, la belle en vous aimant. Perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant. Perdrai-je mon temps.
Si les blaireaux sont pris à manger du porc tipi, on va te les faire payer
à manger du loup cervier.
La belle en vous aimant, perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant,
perdrai-je mon temps.
La belle en vous aimant, perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant, perdrai-je mon temps.
Si le foreman en veut du bon sirop d'érable, il y aura qu'un entoyer
toutes les poutrelles de l'étable.
La belle en vous aimant, perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant,
perdrai-je mon temps.
La belle en vous aimant, perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant, perdrai-je mon temps.
Three Voices in Harmony and 2 Feet. That was Gentilcorum with La Belle en Vous Amant. Not Amant, Amant, because they're from Canada. Unaccompanied singing, good fun, eh?
Oh, the ladies auxiliary.
Oh, the ladies auxiliary.
It's a good auxiliary.
It's a good auxiliary.
That's the best auxiliary.
That's the best auxiliary.
That you ever did see.
That you ever did see.
So if you want an auxiliary.
So if you want an auxiliary.
Try the ladies auxiliary.
Try the ladies auxiliary.
That's the lady.
Ladies. Auxiliary.
It's a Woody Guthrie song, sung there by a group called Full Frontal Folk for female singers. They didn't stay unaccompanied for long, did they? Started off good four-part harmony and then everything came in, including a drum kit. How about that? But a Woody Guthrie song on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales and anywhere you like on the wonderful worldwide interweb thing. Here's a chap who used to write lots of good songs and sing lots of good songs, often about Ned Kelly. But this one is about Dutton's Bride, the singer Dennis O'Keefe.
I'll tell you a story that won't take long. It's a sad, sad story that makes a good song about two men from our history books. One had good money and the other good looks. Dutton, he was the whaling man. Dutton was a sailor who sailed the high seas. Hunting for whales, he rode on the breeze. He settled our south coast when the land was unknown. With his wife and his house, Dutton lived on his throne. Dutton had a native black wife.
William Dutton cried for his lonely black bride. Edward Henty has stolen away. William Dutton cried for his lonely black bride. Edward Henty has stolen away. Henty then came to our southwest shore. He bought with him money, and he bought a lot more. He bought with him guns, and he shot down the blacks. Hunted like animals, mowed down in their tracks. Henty, he hated Dutton's wife. So when Dutton went sailing in deep Antarctic water, he left behind his wife, who he loved like a daughter. But Henty moved in, and he stole Dutton's mate. He put her on an island somewhere in Bass Strait, and Dutton never found her again. William Dutton cried for his lonely black bride. Edward Henty has stolen away. William Dutton cried for his lonely black bride. Edward Henty has stolen.
Dutton's Bride. I should have said at the top of that song, this has nothing to do with any politicians in the Australian Parliament. Dennis O'Keefe, a song about Dutton and his bride. Next, a tune, one tune? Yes, I think one tune. It's a schottische from a duo, Hartwin Dour and Geron Gerink. We've heard from Geron Gerink a little earlier in the program playing guitar, and Hartwin Dour plays diatonic accordion. This is the title track from this duo's album called Flandrien. And a Flandrien is a cyclist, not motorcyclist, just bicyclist. In addition to great physical strength, is characterised by the ability to retain his fighting, his or her fighting spirit in bad conditions, weather bad conditions, therefore extremely suited for riding the Flemish Spring Classics. Okay, so here we go with Flandrien. This duo is called Viorel. pretty music from Flanders. The duo Virel, the title track from an album called Flandrien. Final track from the featured album is called Catching the Wave, and it doesn't feature Eric Bogle singing. As I said, it's a collaborative effort, this album, and these two singers, Chris Weil and Julie Matthews, are English. The song Catching the Wave, I'll tell you the story. John Thompson, whose name may be familiar to listeners to this program, he was in a group called Cloud Street. John Thompson was a well-known figure on the Australian and international folk music scene, talented musician and singer with one of the sharpest wits and keenest sense of humour of just about anybody I've ever met, writes Bogle. He was a force of nature, but cancer laid him low. As he neared the end of his journey, he posted on his Facebook page that he was stopping all treatments and was, quote, just going to let the wave take me to the shore. Bogle writes, that phrase resonated with me and I wrote this song for John to honour his life and his courage. On this CD, it's given a poignant and loving interpretation by Chris Weil and Julie Matthews, two fine musicians who were good friends with John.
For every living thing on earth, it's a song of love, a song of love, a song of love, a song of love.
A tribute written by Eric Bogle for his friend John Thompson, sung there rather nicely by Chris Weil and Julie Matthews on the featured album, The Source of Light. Today's program, nominally an Eric Bogle album, but lots of other people contributing quite a lot to the quality of that recording.
When knocking Saul sings in the west, and gloaming grey steals down the hills, we put scurry in the nest, and you won milk a leaf distills. Like some head, my hey, my lee, hey, me ever, to bark and shaw, to meet underneath the Dresden tree, the bonny lass, a well-lit hall. By Wellwood stately mansion fair, there's crystal water softly croon, the pine would scent the glowing air, and love is breathed on milk soon. The waking moths in circles play, roosting pheasants loudly call, on nature seems to homage pay, bonnie lass, bonnie lass. Braided hair, a gouden sheen, our dimpled cheeks, where roses vie, and brick we love, our bonny yeen, which shine the stormies in the sky, with form as light, some as a deer, and bosom white as the driven snow, there's no another may can be, bonny lass, bonny lass. Bliss and we mun paired, when love and langin makes me fain, clasp the lassie to my heart, and fondly call her all my hain, and vow to her a solemn oath, whate'er may cap our ills befall, to cherish love and get thee skate, bonny lass, the bonny lass, oh well. Walking soul sinks in the west.
That's a group called Deaf Shepherd. They were very good. I like that one. The Bonny Lass or Wellwid Hall. Wellwid. I don't think there's any place called Wellwid. There's a Wellwood in Scotland, but not Wellwid. So Wellwood Hall, I guess that'd be. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Here's Marley's Ghost.
Life is just a game. Winners are losing, losers win. The game is still the same. Leela, Leela, this world is just a play. Those who say don't know and those who know don't say. Eyes of the baby look at everything from under. The eyes of the young man behold his lady's face with wonder. The eyes of the old man look upon the flowing river. What of those whose eyes are one? They leave the wheel forever.
Leela, Leela,
this life is just a game. Winners lose and losers win. The game is still the same.
Leela, Leela,
this world is just a play. Those who say don't know and those who know don't say.
And where is the man who in his heart can really feel it? It in himself, and then can he reveal it? Then let him sit and sing and sail the flowing river. Snakes and arrows cannot go where sound remains forever.
Leela, Leela,
this life is just a game. Winners and losing losers when the game is still the same.
Leela, Leela,
this world is just a play. Those who say don't know and those who know don't say.
Accept life who has not accepted dying. How can he achieve his purpose without even trying? How can a man have courage who cannot as well be tender? He who wins the game is he who's learning to surrender.
Leela, Leela,
this life is just a game. Winners lose and losers win. The game is still the same.
Leela, Leela,
this life is just a play. Those who say don't know and those who know don't say. Show me the man who in his heart can really feel it. Can he feel it in himself and then can he reveal it? Then let him sit and sing and let his heart grow gladder. Chant to God until the masquerade no longer matters.
Leela, Leela,
this life is just a play. Those who say don't know and those who know don't say.
Leela, Leela,
this life is just a game. Winners and losing losers when the game is still the same. Those who say don't know and those who know don't say.
One of my favourite bands, Marley's Ghost, from Washington State in the United States. A song called Leela, Leela. That's almost it, folks. Just about the end of the program. And I haven't told you how to get hold of Eric Bogle's album. It shouldn't be very difficult if you go looking online or... I was going to say, if you go to a record store, but that's not going to happen, is it? Rouseabout Records released it. It's distributed by Undercover Music. Eric Bogle makes it pretty easy to procure his product. Just go online and you'll find all you want to know. We'll go out with a piece of music, another piece of music from Def Shepherd. I meant to play two tracks in a row and I didn't get around to it. So I'll play the second one now. This is an instrumental. It's called, they call it Jimmy Lovins, but it's more than one piece of music. We'll hear the Uist Dance, which is great, and it's the first one, so I'd better hurry up and get it on. Lady Madalena Sinclair, Grant's Reel, Dunce Dings Awe, and Hag's Castle. They're all traditional, and they're all from Def Shepherd from the album Even in the Rain. Thank you for listening to Come All Ye. We'll do it again soon, I hope. Have a good time until we meet again. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.